This is Breakfast
on ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, as we've been hearing this morning, these additional lockdown restrictions are in place across those 8 western and southwestern local government areas. And that means if you're in Blacktown, Campbelltown, Canterbury, Bankstown, Cumberland, Fairfield, Georges River, Liverpool and Parramatta, you are now subject to those tougher restrictions. It means that you'll have to wear a mask if you go outside. The penalties for not wearing a mask have been increased from $200 to $500 as well. But I guess the biggest news that we had yesterday was the announcement that the Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller, had requested that the Australian Defence Force be brought in to help with compliance in these suburbs. Now, here's the Commissioner yesterday.
The power for me to close premises and public places will focus on the businesses who are doing the wrong thing. We know that with industry kicking off, such as building on Saturday, many will do the right thing. They will follow the health advice. They shouldn't be punished for the few who are doing the wrong thing. Thousands of additional police will be in and around the 8 LGAs, Greater Metro Sydney, and still protecting rural New South Wales from COVID.
I've got to say, we are still looking for absolute clarity about what the role of the military is going to be.
Let's go to Canterbury. Sophie Kotsis is the Labor MP for Canterbury in the New South Wales Parliament, and we welcome her to the program. Sophie, what do you feel about the prospect of the ADF on your streets?
Good morning, Wendy and Robbie. Look, I haven't been briefed at all. This has just come out of the blue, and of course, many people in my community are very concerned and contacted me, because what we need on the streets of Campsie and Canterbury, my electorate, we need more vaccination clinics, we need more pop-up testing. And, you know, I was on a Zoom last night with, you know, over 200 people in my community who were very, very stressed, financially stressed, anxious. They're not getting through those hotlines. So this is the feedback that I'm getting, and, you know, it's very tough for people at the moment.
Mm-hmm. What is the best case scenario for you here?
Look, if they're going to take a role similar to what happened in Victoria, where it's a logistical support, providing that type of support, whether they're, you know, helping people. I mean, we've got very good relations with our police locally for years. It's taken, you know, many years of building that outreach and community outreach, and we see our police walking the streets. But with respect to the ADF, I mean, I haven't been briefed. There's very vague information that's been provided to us. And Campsie is a very dense suburb. People, thousands of people live in units, multi-generational. Many of my community have to work in essential services. And I've been calling on the government, you know, please provide us extended testing clinics, more pop-up clinics. I mean, people have been turning up, going and getting vaccinated, but for those people who have to do the surveillance testing, they're having to work, you know, 11, 12 hours a day, and then have to stand in line for 2-3 hours. We're really needing the resources in our community. So I hope it's a logistical support-type role that they play.
Sophie Kotsis is with us. She's a Labor MP for Canterbury. I have heard, Sophie, of course, that a lot of people in the West there, the refugee communities that come from war-torn countries, and the sight of the military on the streets can be quite triggering. I've heard that said. Have people said that to you?
Look, a couple of people mentioned it. And, yes, of course, I represent people who speak 150 different languages and come from, you know, who've escaped, you know, war-torn countries, and who are political refugees. And so, you know, this is going to cause a lot of problems, and that's why we need to be briefed urgently. Yeah. And we need the police, you know, the police and ADF to understand. The police do, and we've got great police in our area, but to understand these sensitivities. And what we do need is people being advised in different languages about, you know, the health advice. There's a lot of mixed messaging, and we keep saying this to government, but this is really serious. And, you know, when you've got, you know, half a suburb locked down because of the Campsie Centre, of course, people need that support, and they need that advice.